The Deceiver by Frederick Forsyth. Read by Christian Ronska. In the summer of 1983, the then chief of the British Secret Intelligence Service sanctioned the formation, against a certain internal opposition, of a new desk. The opposition came mainly from the established desks, almost all of whom had territorial fiefdoms spread across the world, for the new desk was designed to have a wide-ranging remit that would span traditional frontiers. The impetus behind the formation came from two sources. One was the ebullient mood in Westminster and Whitehall, and notably within the ruling Conservative government, following Britain's success in the Falklands War of the previous year. Despite the military success, the episode had left behind one of those messy and occasionally vituperative arguments over the issue. Why were we so taken by surprise when General Galtieri's Argentine forces landed at Port Stanley? Between departments, the argument festered for over a year, reduced inevitably to charges and countercharges on the level of, "We were not warned, yes you were." The Foreign Secretary, Lord Carrington, had felt obliged to resign. Several years later, America would be seized by a similar row following the destruction of the Pan-American flight over Lockerbie, with one agency claiming it had issued a warning and another claiming it had never received it. The second impetus was the recent arrival at the seat of power, the General Secretaryship of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, of Yuri V. Andropov, who had for 15 years been chairman of the KGB. Favouring his old agency, Andropov's reign instituted an upsurge of increasingly aggressive espionage and active measures by the KGB against the West. It was known that Yuri Andropov highly favoured, among active measures, the use of disinformation, the spreading of despondency and demoralisation by the use of lies, agents of influence, character assassination, and the sowing of discord among the Allies by planted untruths. Mrs. Thatcher, then earning her Soviet awarded title of the Iron Lady, took the view that two can play at that game, and indicated she would not blanch at the notion of Britain's own intelligence agency offering the Soviets a little return match. The new desk was given a ponderous title: Deception, Disinformation, and Psychological Operations. Of course, the title was at once reduced to DD and Psy Ops, and then simply to DD. A new desk head was appointed. Just as the man in charge of equipment was known as the quartermaster, and the man in charge of the legal branch as the lawyer, the new head of DD was...